From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Speaking in London after talks with British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the timing of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's departure has to be decided through negotiation. Mr. Kerry urged Russia and Iran to use their influence in Syria to convince Assad to negotiate.
We've made it very clear. We've been open. We've made it very clear that we're not being doctrinaire about the specific date or time. We're open. But right now, Assad has refused to have a serious discussion, and Russia has refused to help bring him to the table in order to do that. So that's why we're where we are.
Separately, Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Islamist insurgents have killed 56 members of Syrian government forces in the country's northwestern Idlib province. Killings happened last week earlier, but it took several days to confirm the deaths. Pope Francis has landed in Havana. He's been there for a day or so, launching a historic 10-day trip on Saturday to Cuba and the United States. Pot of praise, the detente between the two long-estranged neighbors, as, in his words, an example of reconciliation for the entire world that fills us with hope.
El mundo necesita reconciliación.
The Pope said the world needs reconciliation as it experiences an atmosphere of a third world war that's hanging, happening in stages. The Pope will celebrate Mass in Havana's sprawling Revolutionary Square today before holding a private meeting with President Raul Castro. Pope travels to the United States later this week. You can get more news at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Italy's Coast Guard says more than 4,500 people were rescued. It happened Saturday off the Libyan coast as calm seas triggered a rush of migrants trying to reach Europe in overcrowded boats and barges. Coast Guard statement said the agency coordinated 20 rescue operations and that a woman's body was found in one of the inflatable boats. Greek rescuers and ships from Germany, Croatia, and Britain were also involved, along with personnel from the medical group Doctors Without Borders. Saturday's migrant surge came after nearly a week of bad weather, slowing the maritime migrant flow to a crawl. Greek voters, exhausted by years of economic crisis, European-imposed austerity, and political turmoil, are at the polls today to vote for a new government. The election pits the leftist Syriza Party, led by former Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, against the conservative New Democracy Party, that is, of Vangelis Mamarakis. The election, the third national election in Greece this year, was triggered when Mr. Tsipras resigned last month, barely 7 months after he and the Syriza were elected on a pledge of beating back the harsh austerity measures that were imposed by the European creditors in exchange for the billions of dollars in bailout loans. Saudi-led coalition airstrikes against Yemen's Shiite rebels and their allies have killed 29, including civilians in the capital Sana'a. Overnight strikes hit an apartment building in the center of the capital's old city, an area that is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The official said 10 members of one family were killed. The rebels, known as the Houthis, lost 19 fighters in those attacks. Here in the U.S., Republican presidential candidates are being called to account for what they've said or failed to say during their campaigning in the last week. We get more now from Zlatica Hoek.
Real estate tycoon Donald Trump usually gets grilled for the outrageous or factually wrong statements he makes. But after a rally in New Hampshire, Trump was blasted for failing to correct an audience member.
We have a problem in this country. It's called Muslims. We know our current president is one. Right. You know he's not even an American.
We need this
first
question.
Certificate,
this
man. First
question.
Barack Obama is Christian and was born in Hawaii to an American mother and Kenyan father. During Wednesday's debate, candidate Carly Fiorina said she saw a video documenting Planned Parenthood's alleged misuse of fetuses. Planned Parenthood and others said Friday that such video does not exist. Fiorina is not apologizing. The White House on Friday warned Republican candidates that their offensive strategy will backfire at the polls. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
And you can get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news by going to our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.